This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a moment, film critic Roger Ebert on the just-announced Oscar nominations. But first things first. And today's New Hampshire primary has been first in the nation for as long as most of us can remember. How did it get that distinction? Here's an explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers in Manchester.
It's sometimes reported that New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary tradition began in the 1950s, but it actually goes back much earlier. A history on the state's official website says New Hampshire switched from town hall caucuses to a primary system in 1913. But it wasn't until 1920 that two other states changed their selection dates, and New Hampshire found itself, mostly by accident, going first. For the next few decades, the presidential candidates themselves did not appear on the New Hampshire ballot. Primary voters only selected delegates to the nominating convention. Apparently, that wasn't very exciting. Turnout in the 1940s was dismally low. So, New Hampshire House Speaker Richard Upton suggested what was called a beauty contest, in which voters could actually choose named candidates. The results were not binding, but Republican candidate Dwight Eisenhower's 1952 win in the first beauty contest captured the attention of the media, and New Hampshire's star rose rapidly. The primary was made binding in the 70s. However, other states have long envied New Hampshire's powerful role in presidential politics. Several have tried to challenge it over the years, so far with no success. That's thanks in part to a New Hampshire law that requires its primary to precede any other states. Of course, Iowa does hold its caucuses a week earlier, but New Hampshire has generally taken the position that caucuses are not quite as important as primaries, so it lets that slide. Nonetheless, the efforts of other states to move their primaries up have resulted in New Hampshire's getting earlier and earlier. It used to be in March, then February, and you'll notice today's date is January 27th. By the way, if you're wondering about the Washington, D.C. primary that happened earlier this month, it was just a preference poll or beauty contest. According to Democratic Party rules, no state can actually choose delegates before Iowa and New Hampshire.
Slate senior editor Andy Bowers sent us that explainer from Manchester, New Hampshire.